Today, and we will read the text is from Deuteronomy chapter 18. So let's open the Bible and turn to Deuteronomy chapter 18. And let's to read the text once again. And I read it for you in English by NRSV edition. And you just follow your own copy, okay? And maybe you using NIV, it doesn't matter, or NRSV or NASB, it doesn't matter. Even King James is good, okay? So let me read it out, and then you just follow, okay? If you have Bible, just turn to that book. Deuteronomy chapter 18, verse 9. When you come into the land that the Lord your God is giving you, you must not learn to imitate the abhorrent practices of those nations. No one shall be found among you who makes son or daughter pass through fire, or who practices divination, or is a soothsayer, or an augur, or a sorcerer, or one who casts spells, or who consults ghosts or spirits, or who seeks oracles from the dead. For whoever does these things is abhorrent to the Lord. It is because of such abhorrent practices that the Lord your God is driving them out before you. You must remain completely loyal to the Lord your God. Although these nations that you are about to dispose of do give heed to soothsayers and diviners, as for you, the Lord your God does not permit you to do so. Verse 15. The Lord your God will raise up for you a prophet like me from among your own people. You shall hear such a prophet. This is what you request of the Lord your God at Horeb on the day of the assembly when you said, if I hear the voice of the Lord my God any more, or even again see this great fire, I will die. Then the Lord replied to me, they are right in what they have said. I will raise up for them a prophet like you from among their own people. I will put my words in the mouth of the prophet, who shall speak to them everything that I command. Anyone who does not hear the words that the prophet shall speak in my name, I myself will hold accountable. But any prophet who speaks in the name of other gods, or who presumes to speak in my name a word that I have not commanded the prophets to speak, that prophet shall die. You may say to yourself, how can we recognize a word that the Lord has not spoken? If a prophet speaks in the name of the Lord, but the thing does not take place or prove true, it is a word that the Lord has not spoken. The prophet has spoken it presumptuously. Do not be frightened by it. So in this passage, and basically you will see two important points. The first important part for important learning is in the verse 9 to verse 14. We need to get an accurate, reliable source of revelation. So you can read from the text, and a lot of people, they use different kind of divination, or like using spells, or seeking advice from other spirits or other gods. And God said, this is wrong. This is totally wrong. I don't accept that kind of activities happen within my people, the Israelites. Why? Why God so, is that God so jealous? Is that God so narrow-minded that he didn't want you to learn something from elsewhere? If you think in that way, and probably you will think you should be a kind of a self-narrow-minded person or self-centered person. Because our Lord is not like that. He always wants us to accept or receive proper information of revelation directly from him. So he tried to provide the best source of information. or revelation or his commands. So make sure that this is the most important thing in our life. The second important point in this passage is about a question. You know, a lot of Christians and we practice prayer, right? How about your prayer life? Is that good? Is that only pray when you need? Or is that when you are in difficulties you pray? Or you pray regularly? You know, a lot of Christians, they only pray to the Lord when the time that they are required to face difficulties. So what are they going to do? When they have the difficulties, they pray, Lord, please show me what is the way that we need to do and then to fix the problem. Or in the church, some of the people, they will pray and pray for God's revelation. And Lord, which way or what kind of ministries that we should start? Is that this is a proper way to do it? I don't think so. But one of the questions that we always need to face is, within the church, many church leaders or Christians, they said, I have the revelation from God, so this is the revelation of God, so all of you should follow this way. And some of them, they will say that, in the name of God, I have a revelation from God, and we should go in another way. So in this kind of situation, what we need to do, we need to find a solution to distinguish whose sayings or whose saying is coming from the Lord. Of course, we know that most of the time when the people claim that they have revelation from God, most probably those are not revelation from God, but from themselves. So God provides a solution for the Israelites in their time. So let us go back to the text. In this passage, close to the end, and we will have verse, let us go to verse 21. What 21 said, God realized all Christians and Israelites, they will face the difficulties because during that time they have some mind to seek for the direction. So God said, you may say to yourself, how can we recognize a word that the Lord has not spoken? You need to make a distinction between different sayings and recognize which one is coming from God, which one is not. God said, if a prophet speaks in the name of the Lord, but the thing does not take place or prove true, it is a word that the Lord has not spoken. The prophet has spoken it presumptuously. Do not be frightened by it. God said, one way that you can realize whether this saying is coming from me or not, it depends on what they have said and depends on what comes out, the result. Is that the thing that they have said and turns out become true? Is that something they have said and become fulfilled? This is one way to recognize whether the word is that come from the Lord. If the thing they have said is fulfilled, become true, this is from the Lord. This is one way. Another way is what? Also in the same passage, but a little bit earlier, and we will see in verse 19. Anyone who does not hear the word that the prophet shall speak in my name, I myself will hold accountable. But any prophet who speaks in the name of other gods or who presumes to speak in my name a word that I have not commanded the prophet to speak, that the prophet shall die. The second way to distinguish whether the message is from the Lord is depends on whether it turns out that prophet, the person to deliver the message, he die or not. Okay, so this is the teaching for the Israelites in their time, but to us is that we can use the same way to distinguish whether this is the message from the Lord or the message is not from the Lord. You know, a lot of Christians, they apply this passage now They said if something, for example, a pastor preach in the church and turns out become true, and this pastor should be right. The message is from the Lord. Honestly, this passage is not covered in our time. This passage is covered only in the time of the Israelite and also before the full revelation has been complete. You know what now we need to do? Today, we are not based on these two criteria to distinguish whether the message is true or not. Today, we just need to base on our Bible. Why? Why here? God said this teaching we can apply today. Because now we have a complete revelation. If you still remember what Jesus said what? He said, I come because I come here is not abolished the word of God, but I come to fulfill it. And on the cross, Jesus Christ also said what? At the time that he almost lost his breath, he said, fulfilled. In the original languages, complete. Revelation has been completed by Jesus Christ. And now we have this revelation in our hand, the Bible. So today, when we want to ask the same question, whether this person, his message is from the Lord or not, is totally based on the biblical teaching. But in this time, I also want to highlight one thing is, we need to be very careful. When someone say this from the Bible, so this is proof right, you need to pay a very careful attention to it. Because a lot of people, when they using the Bible, they use just part of it. They are not use the whole Bible. The continuous and integrated teaching in the Bible. They just take pieces from different part of the Bible. So that's why we need to learn the Bible. In the youth group, today I find it's very good. At least you guys do a good job. Try to read the text to understand the text. Today the passage is not easy, but I believe when you're willing to learn and your life will know how to distinguish whether the message is from the Lord or not. So how about before you are dismissed, let's have a prayer. Our Heavenly Father, thank you once again that you provide us an opportunity that we can serve together in the church, and at the same time we can read and learn your message from the Bible. Please help us to have your Holy Spirit all the time so we can understand your word carefully, and at the same time we know how to distinguish whether which one is your word, which one is not. We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.